Good morning. This is Eric Lofholm. I want to welcome all of you to our 15-minute daily motivational call. Happy Wednesday. It's great to be with you here this morning. We've not yet officially gotten started now with the new live stream that I'm doing. It takes a little bit of time for all the technology to talk to YouTube and LinkedIn and Facebook. So I've been doing my best to come on a couple minutes early so you have a chance to get here live when we kick off the show officially at 7:45 a.m. Pacific. We do this show Monday through Friday. Please tell your friends about it. Let them know they can come and plug in and get some motivation on a daily basis here on the Daily Motivational Call. So thank you for joining me here this morning on this special day. And it's a special day because it is the 1st of March. March 1, 2023. It's like a mini January 1. If you're just joining us, we've not yet officially gotten started. We'll be getting started here shortly. Take a moment and type into the chat. Let me know what part of the world are you joining me from? And if you've done this call with me before, let me know that in the chat. Yeah, Eric, I've regularly tuned into the call. Or if you're a first timer, if this is the first time you ever plugged into this call, you can type that into the chat as well. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. And we're going to be getting started here in just a little bit. And let's see here. We got Cancun, Mexico in the house. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. And Washington. Good morning from Washington. Thank you for joining us. Let me officially get our show kicked off here. We got our cool little video to officially let us know the show's starting. So here we go. Good morning, everybody. Eric Lofholm here. Welcome to our 15-minute daily motivational call. I'm thrilled that you have made the decision to join me here today. The fact that you're listening to my voice right now, you are setting the intention that you are going to have a great day today. And if you recognize this shirt, it's because this is my miracle shirt. And this is the shirt that I wear when I want to create miracles everywhere I go. And let's create a miracle today. If you're right-handed, take your right hand. If you're left-handed, take your left hand. Pat yourself on the back and tell yourself, great job for being here this morning. And the reason we do that is so you can be your number one cheerleader. Be your number one cheerleader. We all need cheerleaders in our lives. And when you can give that to yourself, because we don't always get it from other people, right? Maybe our parents weren't our cheerleaders, or we might have a boss. Maybe they're not our cheerleader. They've got other giftings, but that's not it. Or maybe our spouse isn't our cheerleader. But you know what? We can be our number one cheerleader. And I encourage you to do that. Type into the chat, today is a great day. Today is a great day. And it is a great day because it's March 1st. It's a brand new month. We're at the very first day of the new month. Here, I have a question for you. What's an area of your life right now that you'd like to get better in? What's an area of your life? Type it in the chat right now. Would you like to get this month, hey, I want to make more sales. Or, hey, Eric, I want to improve my fitness. I want to get more fit this month. Or I want to improve my finances. I want to either invest more or pay off some debt. Or I want to improve my relationship with my spouse. Or maybe you're single. Hey, I want to create a new romantic relationship. I'm looking for my soulmate. I want to make progress towards creating that. Or maybe you want to improve in your faith. Or maybe there's some other area of your life that you'd like to improve in. So just type it in the chat. What's an area of your life that you would like to improve in? And you get what you focus on. You get what you focus on. I was talking to one of my clients this morning, and he happens to be in financial services. And he said, Eric, I want to get better at selling annuities. And so out of that clarity, he can put a plan together. And this month, he can get better at selling annuities and make more money. And he could do that for the rest of his life. So you could do that with your fitness. You could say, you know what? I have been off track with my fitness and I'm going to get back on track. And then boom, you can start working out today or go for a walk or do a couple push-ups. You can say, you know what, Eric? I have been off track with my faith. You know, I've had that happen before. There's times in my life that I was off track with my faith. And this could be the month you get back on track. There's times I've been off track with my fitness. There's times I've been off track with my prospecting. And you know what? If you've been off track with your prospecting, or if you've been off track with your marriage, or if you've been off track on your follow-ups, as Tony Robbins says, and it's one of the all-time great Tony Robbins quotes, the past does not equal the future. And we just finished February, and maybe February didn't go so great, or maybe it went great, or maybe there was an area of your life where it didn't go so great, and you can just say, you know what? It's a brand new month. It's like opening day in baseball. Everybody's, oh no, even the Oakland A's have a chance. If you're an A's fan, you know what I'm talking about. This is a little inside baseball joke. It's a brand new month. The dog that grows is the dog that you feed. And here's what that means. Dog A, dog B. Okay? Dog A, dog B. The dog that grows is the dog that you feed. And the feeding, what we're talking about, is not a dog. We're talking about your mind. So whatever thoughts you feed your mind, that's what's going to grow. So if your thoughts are, I can't get myself to do the prospecting calls, then that dog's going to grow and you're not going to do your prospecting calls. Or if you say, in March, I'm going to consistently do my prospecting calls, then you will. So which one are you? Whichever one you choose to be. You are the driver of your bus. You're the one that is creating your thoughts. So there is a famous personal development piece of content called The Strangest Secret. You guys can look this up on YouTube by Earl Nightingale, The Strangest Secret. Do you know what The Strangest Secret is according to Earl Nightingale? If you know it, type it in the chat. What is The Strangest Secret according to Earl Nightingale? Does anybody know that? Here it is. We become what we think about. We become what we think about. And I think that's a common idea for people like you and I. If you're plugging into the daily motivational call, you're probably into Think and Grow Rich and Tony Robbins and Landmark and Zig Ziglar and Brian Tracy and other motivators, Lisa Nichols, right? So we're studying all this content and we're learning we become what we think about. But you know what a lot of people never did? They never made the connection. Okay, we become what we think about. Okay, I got that. But then over here, I'm thinking about, I can't get myself to go to the gym. I want you to think about that. You're like, Eric, I got it. We become what we think about. Thoughts are things. What we think about comes about. Okay, I get that. Okay, but now what are you thinking about? Are you thinking about why you can't do something? Are you thinking about doubt and fear? Two of the most common thoughts in sales, doubt and fear. Fear and faith can't coexist. I spend very little time of my life in doubt and fear. When I was younger, I used to live there. I used to be in there all the time. Doubt and fear, doubt and fear. But then I learned, over here, we become what we think about. So if my thoughts are doubt and fear, right? Now over here on fear, fear and faith can't coexist. Never forget that. Fear and faith can't coexist. So if you're in fear, if you go to a place of faith, the fear disappears. It's like if you walk into a dark room and you turn on the light, what happens? The darkness goes away because you can't have dark and light at the same time. So it's either dark in the room or it's light, right? If it's dark, you turn on the light, then boom, where'd the darkness go? That's fear. Because when you tap into faith, the fear disappears because you can't have both at the same time. Like you can't have light and dark at the same time. So that's a muscle for you. That's a muscle for you to work on, is to spend less time in fear and worry and more time in faith. It can be a spiritual faith, but it doesn't have to be spiritual. It can be faith in yourself. It can be faith in knowing things are going to be okay. It can be faith in your company. If you have a leader, like a CEO of your company or a sales manager, somebody who is leading you, right? And you have faith in the leader, faith in your product, faith in your company. So you put your thoughts there. See, if my thoughts are over here, if I'm on fear, and then I pivot over here to faith, it disappears. So I want you to think about, start noticing, what am I thinking about? And then you're like, oh, my thoughts are, I can't get myself to do the prospecting. Or my thoughts are, every time at 10 o'clock, I go snack and I'm trying to lose weight and I know I need to not snack, but I can't get myself to stop. Think about that. We become what we think about. Around 10 o'clock, I snack and I can't get myself to stop. That becomes your reality. You go, but Eric, I really can't get myself to stop. I know you keep telling yourself that. I get it. And the reality is you can stop if you choose to. It is a choice. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's not the way that you are. I was talking to a gentleman earlier. What did he tell me? Do I have my notes here? He said, I was asking him a question about what's going on in his life. And I said, well, why is it that way? He goes, it's my personality. He was saying it in a way of there wasn't choice. It's just the way it is, Eric. I just snack at 10 o'clock at night. And it's just the way it is. I call BS. Okay. I get that that's what's occurring, but it doesn't have to occur. It's a brand new month. I believe in you. I believe in your potential. And I want you to know, I know you can change. And just that thought is a thought of optimism. It's possible. I know you can change. Okay. I got two more things to share and we'll wrap it up. I've done over 7,000 one-on-one coaching calls. Being with somebody like you over Zoom, over the phone, occasionally I do them in person. All different types of people. People that are millionaires, people that are just getting started, everywhere in between. People that have a great marriage, people that have marriages on the rocks, people that are healthy and fit, people that are struggling in their fitness, people that are crushing it financially, people that are struggling financially, everywhere in between. And here's what I got out of 7,000 plus coaching calls. I came to the realization, I'm okay. And the reason I say that is I used to think I'm not okay. I used to think there's something wrong with me. There's something wrong with me because I have these thoughts. There's something wrong with me because of whatever my reasoning was. And then I got around all these people struggling and people that were successful. And you know what I found out? Everybody's got the same problems. The millionaire might be struggling with his or her fitness or having a hard time in their marriage or having an issue with their teenager. The person struggling financially may have a disconnect with their mom or dad. In fact, it made no difference where somebody was economically on what was happening with their fitness. You think, well, shoot, if somebody's making a bunch of money, they could go hire a trainer and they could have somebody bring the food in. It didn't matter. It made no difference. Fitness, from my experience, has not a lot to do with what your economic situation is. If you have forgiveness issues with your parents, your marriage is doing well or not doing well, it had nothing to do with what's going on in your life financially. I discovered that out of doing all these coaching calls. So what I learned from that is I'm okay. So I say that to you because you probably don't have the opportunity to do 7,000 coaching calls because you're not a coach. You're doing whatever you do. What I want to say to you is you're okay. You're okay. What you're going through, everybody's going through it. If you think your situation with your mom or dad is unique or your childhood or your fill in the blank or the economy, if you think your situation is unique, I would challenge that thinking. And I would say you're probably experiencing what we're all experiencing. And to me, there was just a sense of calmness and peace when I came to the realization that I'm okay. I can just be comfortable in my own skin. All right, last idea I want to share with you is I have been working out a lot lately, okay? I've been building up the muscles like I've never built them up before. And I took a little photo of me flexing and I sent it to my son because he's really into fitness. And I'm going to read you what my son said. And then I'm going to tie it up in a nice bow for you. And what my son said, we just texted last night and he was cheerleading for me. He goes, this is his text to me. This is the best shape I've ever seen you in. You're putting in crazy work and it's showing. That's awesome, Dad. That's pretty cool to get a text like that from your son. A little hope for you. If any of you have a relationship with your children and you guys aren't talking, okay? Like there's a disconnect. My son and I went almost 3 years without talking. And that was a text I got from him last night. So there is hope if you're in a broken relationship with your children. I just want to share that hope with you because hope is very important. So how am I creating the best fitness results I've ever created in terms of like what I'm lifting, for example? I'm not actually lifting any crazy weight. If you looked at my workouts, I don't really push myself that hard. But I'll tell you what I'm doing, and you can do it too. I'm being consistent. I went to the gym last night at a little bit after 9 o'clock because I was busy all day working. And that's when I had the time and I focused and I went. Now, expand that out. This could be prospecting. This could be your spiritual life. Right now, I'm talking about fitness. How am I getting the results? I'm not doing any heroic workouts. I'm just being consistent. Tortoise in the hare, slow and steady wins the race. Where do you need to be more consistent in your life? If you have an answer, type in the chat right now. Where do you need to be more consistent in your life? If you think of an answer, type in the chat. I want to give a shout out to Bobby in the Fairfield area. I had a conversation with him yesterday and he has been sharing this call with important people in his life. And I love that. And he's been sharing it by saying, hey, if you've been seeing changes happening in my life, here's the person I've been listening to that's helping me create these changes. So I invite you to share this call with other people in your life that could benefit from motivation. And that would be everybody. We all can use some motivation. So it's great to be with you guys today. Today's March 1st. It's a special day. Go out there and produce whatever producing is for you today. If producing is prospecting, do that. If producing is working out, do that. If producing is getting your kids to school, do that. If producing is doing the laundry, do that. If producing is cooking a meal for your family, do that. If producing is unloading the dishwasher, do that. If producing is filling up your car and getting your car washed, do that. If producing is following up, then do that. Whatever that is for you, we're here to produce. So go out and produce. Thanks for joining me today. If you got something out of class today, type the word yes in the chat. I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow. We've got a special guest tomorrow. You're going to love her message. She's absolutely awesome. I'll be on here too, but we have a special guest tomorrow. So be looking forward to that. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.